A few years ago, a pastry chef named Dominique Ancel shaped croissant dough into a ring, fried it until puffy, and became the creator of the cronut, which is one of the world's most copied pastries. He also became a master maker of lines, and by that I mean hours-long lines outside his bakeries, people waiting for cronuts, waiting for the frozen s'mores they light on fire, waiting for the mugs of hot chocolate where the marshmallows literally open up and blossom like flowers before your eyes. I have no idea how he does it. But anyway, while Dominique has made his name with these magical treats, his new book is for the non-magicians among us. It's called Everyone Can Bake. It's filled with the simple fillings and doughs that are his foundation, and our friend Melissa Clark met up with him to talk about some of these basic building blocks.
Dominique, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I see you've brought me some treats. What did you bring?
Yes, I brought you a beautiful raspberry tart and some Linzer cookies.
Oh my gosh, you're the best guest ever. So you have a new book, and I know that this book is different from your last book in that it's made for beginning bakers, right? And that you've taken recipes and you've broken them into components.
That's right. So for this new book, I want to be a different approach to baking, something a bit more simple and something a bit more substantial as well. So I've broken down the book by three different sections. The base, which essentially is all the biscuit, all the cakes, all the meringues, the tart shells, all the base to build your foundations for your cake. Then you have the fillings, which is all the cream, buttercream, whipped cream, ganaches, everything that is going to be the cement of the cake.
Uh-huh.
And the last part will be the finishings, cut fruits, caramelized fruits, pipe cream, glazed cakes.
Great. And so, for example, this tart is something from each section, right? You have the base.
That's right, which is the tart shell.
Uh-huh. And Matt, tell me about the tart shell.
So the tart shell is a simple vanilla sablé.
Okay.
So the vanilla sablé can be used as a tart shell, but also the base for the Linzer cookies.
So basically, it's this one component, this one recipe, and you're using it in all kinds of different ways.
Exactly.
And then what's the filling? I can see it oozing out a little bit. It looks so good.
The filling is a very nice, simple vanilla pastry cream made with like eggs, cream, a little bit of butter, milk. So that's the foundation for our tart. And there's a little bit of raspberry jam inside as well.
And then the top, I wish you could see this, but it's beautiful, fresh raspberries.
It's finished simply with like beautiful, fresh raspberries on top. Yes, exactly.
So the pastry cream. So again, that's also a component, a building block. What else can you do with that one?
So with the pastry cream, essentially, it's a foundation for a lot of different creams. So the pastry cream itself can be used for a tart. We can make something that's called a chiboust,
mm-hmm.
which is a pastry cream mixed with a little bit of meringue. And that's a filling for a cake as well.
What does the meringue do? Does it make it lighter?
The meringue just makes it lighter, gives a different texture. So the pastry cream can be like creamy and like dense and like smooth.
Uh-huh.
If you add meringue to it, it's a different texture. No, it's
like a mousse.
Almost like a mousse.
And then I also saw that sometimes you infuse flavors into the pastry cream, like herbs.
Yes, you can do a lot. In my ideal scenario of work, teaching people, I teach you how to create. So there's a lot of different ways you can be creative. And just infusing, for example, like hazelnut or almonds in the cream, you can make an almond pastry cream very easily. You mentioned herbs. You can do spices. You're just infusing something in your milk, in your base, and you can transform this pastry cream into like something different.
So this is very freeing for home bakers because once they learn your go-to pastry cream, then they can take it in all kinds of different directions, just like a pastry chef would in a restaurant.
Exactly. That's what essentially I do in my kitchen every day.
And I know that you also have a recipe for one of my favorite things, chocolate ganache. So
yes.
That's another building block. That would be a filling, right?
That would be a filling, but it can be used for different things as well. We have different kind of ganaches. So a ganache is essentially a cream with chocolate and it's this like pasty, chocolatey texture, almost like a fudge.
Like a chocolate truffle is a ganache.
Exactly, chocolate truffle. So we can use this ganache recipe for a chocolate truffle, but we can also use it to glaze a cake. Exactly.
And it's not hard to make, right, ganache?
It's pretty easy to make. The recipe I have in this book is essentially a crème anglaise, which is eggs, sugar, and milk that you cook. And then you pour this over the chocolate. That's pretty much it.
Now, that's a little bit different. Most of the chocolate ganache I've made in the past is just warm cream and then the chopped chocolate, but you make a custard, a crème anglaise. Why is that?
Exactly. It's just for the texture more than anything else. When you eat it, it's like creamier.
Uh-huh.
So the texture is much, much better and gives you much better flavor in terms of chocolate. Making it with just cream and chocolate works as well. It's a different recipe that I don't have in the book, but
right.
There's hundreds and hundreds of recipes out there to make a ganache.
I can't wait to try yours. So you can take that same sablé tart shell, like with the raspberry tart, but add chocolate and then come up with something completely new.
Yes. So all the recipes in the book are pretty versatile. So they can be used and flavored differently and modified slightly into making something different.
And now let's talk about a dessert that you feature pretty prominently in your book, but that I think a lot of home bakers don't make, and that's pâte à choux. Talk about that as a base. What is pâte à choux?
So pâte à choux is a cream puff in French, and pâte à choux is the foundation of French baking. It's used in many, many different preparations in the kitchen. It's also, I will say, a simple recipe to do. It's really, really easy. You cook some milk with a little bit of butter, salt, sugar, then you add the flour. You cook it just a little bit. You put it in the mixer.
So you cook the flour.
You cook the flour with the milk. It's like a dough almost. Cook it on the stove for a few minutes until it dries out a little bit. Then you put it in the mixer. And then from there, you add a little bit of eggs. So you'll have this like pasty, like thick dough.
Right.
And then you can pipe. And this will be used to make cream puff, eclairs, profiteroles,
and
religieuses, and many, many other things in the kitchen.
So cream puffs are that same dough, the pâte à choux with pastry cream, and then the profiteroles have ice cream, right? That's the difference.
That's
I
right.
always get those mixed up.
That's right. And the same dough, it's not in the book, but the same dough could be used for what we call gougères. Gougères are essentially the savory version of it, which you can flavor with like salt and pepper, a little bit of spice, and this is a perfect snack for aperitif as well.
I love those. My favorite with champagne, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little
exactly.
early for that now. Okay, so if you were going to tell a home baker to up their baking game by making one of the recipes in your book, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. What I like to suggest people is to, for example, this raspberry tart, to take this a simple recipe, and we've talked about modifying slightly the sablé, making a chocolate sablé, a hazelnut sablé, by adding a few different ingredients, the pastry cream as well. So you could be doing a chocolate sablé with a hazelnut pastry cream, for example, the raspberry jam inside and fresh raspberries. So now you have a whole new different tart.
Right, so with one recipe.
With one recipe, by being like still creative, adding and flavoring your own recipe.
Okay, so speaking of that tart, can we try it?
Yes,
it looks amazing.
I have a slice for you right here.
Oh my gosh, Dominique, I'm going to sit here and eat this, but I'm going to thank you first for coming in and talking to us today. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Dominique Ansel's new book is Everyone Can Bake. You can find his recipes for vanilla sablé tart shell, pastry cream, and chocolate ganache at splendidtable.org. And Melissa Clark, our dear friend, she has a new book this spring too. Look out for Dinner in French, My Recipes by Way of France.